I didn't know what an occupational therapist was. I thought it was to do with an occupation. So I had no insight at all of what went on if you had a physical or a mental impairment. You know, I didn't know what was around, what people were doing, what people were fighting for, the difficulties people were encountering on a daily basis until it happened to me. After working for the disability support team, part of the other thing that we did on that team was we provided some training, disability training, myself and the psychologist did some disability awareness training, and we actually were invited into Kingston Hospital and we did some training sessions for not so much the nursing staff as managers, what were known as CMG managers at the time. And that went down very well. We did that several times. And then we were told that our team was going to, they could no longer fund it after the 9 years. So the chief executive at Kingston Hospital got to hear about it and asked if I was interested in working for the hospital in what was known then as personnel, now known as HR, as their what was called Equal Opportunities Officer at the time. So I ended up doing that and became their equality advisor. And that involved doing equality training, which covered everything from race, disability, all that sort of thing. But my main focus was on the disability side of it, regarding employing disabled people, what to do, what not to do, how to interview. Also advising the other HR advisors, if any of the staff became disabled, the sort of things they'd have to consider and put into place. Also advise the hospital on things like what they should be putting in their leaflets for patients coming in if they were disabled people. Would also advise, we then did training for nurses. That was a difficult one because a lot of nurses felt that they didn't particularly need any training regarding disability because they didn't see that as, they didn't quite understand why there should be a focus on it. You know, that all patients should be treated the same, but we had a bit of a battle on our hands to try and get the managers to encourage the nurses to come along. Because nurses that have been there for a long time would say things like, oh, we've nursed lots of disabled people, we know what we're doing. But we knew that there were areas that were being overlooked and things that were not being considered. We also, I mean, through Kingston Association of Disabled People and talking to disabled people that I knew, and also having been a patient myself, I knew there were areas that were being overlooked. And to be fair, when they did come on the training, they gave very good feedback and said that, you know, there were things that perhaps they hadn't considered and it was going to make them rethink for the future, and they go away and do an action plan, that sort of thing.